This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. The Justice Department and the Securities and Exchange Commission are suing Bank of America over $850 million worth of mortgage-backed securities B of A sold back in 2008. Marketplace's Chrissy Clark has the story.
In the wake of the financial crisis, most of the scrutiny has been on investments tied to subprime mortgages, loans that went to risky borrowers with low credit scores. This latest federal lawsuit involves a bunch of investments tied to prime mortgages, specifically jumbo loans for lots of money that went to folks with good credit and higher incomes. But the government says they still required vetting.
The charge is that Bank of America didn't do their proper homework in processing these loans.
David Byme is a finance professor at Columbia Business School. He says the lawsuit details emails that show bankers knew these loans could be risky. One banker compares them to a fat kid in dodgeball that needs to stay on the sidelines.
They have the testimony of some woman who said that she was told to keep her opinions to herself and just keep shoveling these through. They did not check on the incomes of the borrowers.
Bank of America says investors who bought these mortgages had ample access to borrower data and blames the soured investments on the collapse of the housing market. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.